The Victorian Trades Hall Council has been forced to distance itself from its own president after he told ABC local radio in Melbourne this morning that the September the 11th attacks were not caused by terrorists. Kevin Bracken, who is also the Victorian branch secretary of the Maritime Union, claimed the reporting of the attacks was a conspiracy. The Prime Minister says the comments were stupid, and the Victorian opposition wants the Premier to intervene and discipline Mr. Bracken. Samantha Donovan reports.
Talkback callers were ringing in to ABC local radio in Melbourne this morning to put their views on Australia's role in Afghanistan. Kevin Bracken, the Victorian branch secretary of the Maritime Union of Australia and the president of the Victorian Trades Hall Council, called in, and presenter John Fain was taken aback by what he had to say.
Well, I believe that the official story is a conspiracy theory that doesn't stand up to scientific scrutiny.
Are you serious? Is this
questioned.
A hoax, or are you serious?
No, and I'd love to debate you on it publicly, John, if you'd like, and if you think it's ridiculous.
There's nothing to debate, Kevin.
Challenge it to a public to debate.
There's nothing to debate.
The fact is that aviation fuel doesn't get hot enough to melt steel.
John Fain pressed Mr. Bracken on which nutter theory he subscribes to.
In my mind, the buildings were imploded.
Okay, and you're the secretary of the Maritime Union and you're on the Trades Hall Council executive.
I'm the president of the Victorian Trades Hall Council, and we've taken resolutions from both.
I think
those.
It reflects very poorly on your members, Kevin, that you have views that are so ridiculous, so extreme, and so unacceptable, and yet you hold office in some of our unions in Victoria.
I'd love to, if it's so ridiculous, John,
it
I'd
is.
Challenge you to debate me.
Unequivocally.
On it. The trouble is, mate, blokes like you are keeping most of the people in the dark.
Brian Boyd, the secretary of the Victorian Trades Hall Council, rang the show shortly afterwards to control the damage.
I totally disagree with his conspiracy theory, but look, can I tell you, just putting that one aside, 99% of the time, Kevin's a very good Trades Hall official in terms of the president, because we look after a lot of issues.
You don't doubt his profession. You don't doubt his judgment and credibility after that?
No, we've had big debates with Kevin about this. This is his personal view on this particular issue.
He's wrong.
He's welcome to it, but he's
no,
dead
he's
wrong.
No, he's not welcome to views that are so wrong on such an important issue.
Well,
and as it reflects poorly on Trades Hall that he's your
well,
president.
Well, that's why I'm ringing, John. He can't express him as president of Trades Hall because
well, he did.
It is not endorsed. I understand that. That's why I'm ringing you, John. We don't endorse him. It was a terrorist attack. We condemned the terrorist attack.
But Brian Boyd was reluctant to declare Kevin Bracken an embarrassment.
Look, I am embarrassed in this sense that he used his position as president of Trades Hall in his conversation with you, and that's why I'm calling to correct the record.
Some listeners had sympathy for Kevin Bracken's view.
I just think that if you've seen the videos of Tower 7, nothing hit it and it fell down.
I think, what's the story there? Police whitewash and the investigation was a joke, and most thinking people agree.
But other callers backed John Fain's dismissal of Mr. Bracken's views.
It was a disgrace, the proposition he was putting to you, and I thought you handled him very well.
This fellow comes across as Mr. Courageous, wanting to debate you and all the rest of it, but when pressed on who he thought he did it, which is the crux of the matter really, in my view, he shied away from it. I agree with you that these things can't be allowed to just... He can't be allowed to just air his view, because in the same way that you're not allowed to air your views regarding Holocaust denying and all this sort of stuff, because it's plain wrong. It's incitement to hate.
The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, was asked about the comments during question time this afternoon.
Obviously, they are stupid and wrong. However, can I also say this? If it is the intention of the Leader of the Opposition to expel every individual from the Liberal Party who makes a stupid statement, I'll start sending him a weekly list, Mr. Speaker.
Victoria's Shadow Attorney General Robert Clark called a press conference this afternoon to respond to Kevin Bracken's comments.
These remarks, whatever Mr. Bracken's motivations may be, give comfort and support to those who seek to condone terrorism. They therefore do need to be condemned in the strongest possible terms right across the political spectrum. I believe the Premier needs likewise to condemn what Mr. Bracken has said. The Trades Hall Council needs to consider Mr. Bracken's future as its President, and the MUA needs to consider Mr. Bracken's future as its Secretary.
Victoria's Shadow Attorney General Robert Clark ending Samantha Donovan's report.